Today, that begins with what's been happening in Jerusalem. The Middle Eastern city, whose population is more than 8.5 million, is holy to Jews, Christians, and Muslims. For decades, Israel has considered Jerusalem to be its capital. Palestinians want the eastern part of the city to serve as the future capital of a Palestinian country. So the city is disputed between the two sides. The United Nations sees Jerusalem as an international city, so the UN doesn't agree with Israel that Jerusalem is its capital, and most countries who have an embassy in Israel have it in the city of Tel Aviv, not Jerusalem. A United States law passed in 1995 formally recognizes Jerusalem as Israel's capital and calls for the U.S. embassy to be moved there. But though every American president since then has voiced support for this idea at some point, they've all signed a presidential waiver to avoid actually moving the American embassy, saying it's necessary for U.S. national security to keep the embassy in Tel Aviv. President Donald Trump changed that in December, formally announcing that the U.S. recognizes Jerusalem as its capital, and the U.S. embassy officially opened there on Monday. The American leader said Israel has the right, like every other country, to decide its own capital, but that for years the U.S. has failed to acknowledge the reality that Israel's capital is Jerusalem. Israel's leader, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, said Israel was deeply grateful and that by recognizing history, President Trump has made history. But Palestinian leaders have strongly opposed this embassy move. They say it's a major setback for hopes of peace between Israelis and Palestinians. The Arab League, an association of Middle Eastern and North African countries, called the move illegal, and Iran and France also spoke out against it. Palestinian protests at the border of Israel and the Palestinian territory of Gaza became violent Monday. Dozens of Palestinians were killed. It was the deadliest day of fighting between Israelis and Palestinians since 2014.